whole new meaning. Yes, it does, baby.
Yes, it does, baby.
If you were here, then you would know just what I mean to say. The circumstance leaves me only waiting. I'm waiting for the chance. Can't you see? I only wanna love you more and more and more and more. Can't you understand it? Can you understand it? Girl, you know how much I care. Yes, I do, baby. It's not the way I planned it, no. If you would only know my feelings, you would know how much I do. Cannot pretend. No, I can't, baby.
I just can't.
This bed's too big for me to be in it all alone. All alone. Slow burn. Yeah. Light a candle for our love. Our love.
Tuning in to Lady Diva Live Radio here on Let's Jazz It Up. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva here. Phone lines are open. I have an amazing, amazing singer-songwriter, Stanley James, a.k.a. St. James, here back returning with new music. Throwback to Covers is the masterpiece. He has a number of new singles here. Please call in. Give him a shout out. Welcome back, Stanley. Welcome back.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Hey, I just got done playing my favorite song, and you sung it well. That is If You Were Here Tonight. Yes. What inspired you to do that? What inspired you to do that song?
Oh, man, I've always loved that song. Alexander O'Neal was a beast in his day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's still just an icon always in our industry, man. You know, a lot of our a lot of in black African Americans in black music, as we call it, over the years, man, we tend to forget our icons that paved the way. You know, when you think about a lot of pop acts and rock acts like Rolling Stones and different things like that, they still selling out arenas at 72. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we tend to forget our icons, and I just think that you just got to pay homage to people that paved the way prior to you getting here as a younger artist, whether you're in your early 20s, your mid 30s, or your up in years. So yeah, I just always loved that record. And I realized no one had touched it. So I said, hey, let me try it.
Yeah. Well, I have children in the younger generations, which they are in their 30s right now. And they love the old school R&B back in the 90s. They may be listening right now. So let's give them a good show. So where are you calling from? St. James?
Currently, I just finished wrapping another video shoot this morning. I'm out in the, where we at? San Jose, California. I live in Sacramento, but a couple hours away in the Bay Area, we shot a video out this way. And right as I just wrapped literally 15 minutes ago for my video, now here I am with you. So we don't stop. I grind it out.
Yes, you do.
It's in the work.
Yes, you do. The last time you were on my show with single Being Gentle, and congratulations. It hit the Indie Soul charts in July of 2020 and went from the 30th spot to number one in the Indie Soul record. And you also was nominated also, right?
Yes, ma'am. I was nominated for the best new artist and newcomer.
New artist.
In Indie Soul.
Yes, yes. Congratulations. More blessings.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. So
I appreciate that.
So as we move along, we're going to talk about the newest single. That one is called Baby Come to Me. Is that correct?
Yes, Baby Come to Me.
And it is it's on the chart top 20?
Yep, top 20, number 16 for the second straight week this past week. We're hoping to move up a little bit this Sunday when the Indie Soul charts come out, Lord willing. But, you know, we'll take whatever's given to us.
All right. And as before I spin Baby Come to Me, what is Throwback to Covers, Volume 1 EP? Go ahead and explain that to our audience right now.
Okay, well, you know, during the pandemic, it's a lot of, you know, all that went down the last year has been, you know, a horrendous year in some regards in some people's lives. And then some people actually, the pandemic put them in a position of being beneficial to some people. And I think that's kind of how things go in the world. Sometimes people benefit during disasters and some people end up not benefiting. But during this situation, nonetheless, everybody's going through the change and the transition of the pandemic. So I didn't really want to put any original music out. I think people needed to get back to doing some records that make people feel something. And some of those records back in the, they make you still invoke. So see, the bottom line is this. Them are not my records. I'm paying homage to the artists that did those records before me by hopefully doing them justice. So that I can, you know, I just wanted to do them justice and pay homage to those artists before me.
Right.
And I felt like it was a good time to drop a project like that. So then later on, my original stuff I can do later. That's what inspired it. So Throwback to Covers is this. I'm doing throwback music and they're cover tunes, cover records. So Throwback to Covers. And this is just Volume 1. Stay tuned for Volume 2. It's going to even be hotter. That's my plan.
Well, here is Baby Come to Me. You stay right there in your seat. We'll be right back.
Was only in my mind, I realized. Ain't no second chance, you got to hold on to romance, don't let it slide. There's a special kind of magic in the air, when you find another heart that needs to
share. Around you, meet you there.
keep you talking on the line. That's how it was. Yeah, listen. And all those walks together, out in any kind of weather, just because. Yeah, there's a brand new way of looking at your life, when you know that love is standing by your side.
Baby, come
to me.
Sound. Who is the female singer in there?
That's exactly what I wanted to shout out. My feature, my sister Sine Goss. She was the same young lady on the Being Gentle record with me too. So we teamed back up again.
Yeah.
Killed
That's
it.
What I
love it.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. I love it. I love it. So everyone,
shout out to Sine.
Go on out and purchase that single. And have fun with all his music, which you will also find on YouTube. And where else your music is available at, especially this newest single?
Everything's on all the digital streaming platforms, outlets. It doesn't matter. If you Google it, it's on all digital outlets, Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, all over, Tidal, everywhere. Just type in St. James, SaintJamz. Trust me.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for that information. And as we move along, I want to talk about St. James Presents Rena Lynn, Suck It Up. Let's talk about this newest single that just been released. Give us some background information, a story behind it, why you created this one.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm also a producer, so I'm the artist right now, as you know me as the artist St. James, but I actually have an independent record label and production company, and I'm basically partnering and teaming up with independent artists like myself to put out industry level records with them. So you're going to see a lot of St. James Presents projects coming out.
Okay.
So if you see St. James Presents on it, it's typically that me and my team produce the record. So, and then I might either be featured on the record with some vocals, or I produced and co-wrote or wrote the record. And so that's what you're seeing. So you're going to see a lot of different singles being dropped by St. James with the St. James Presents moniker on top of it. So stay tuned for videos and music, new music coming probably every week or so for the next few months. So
wow.
With that being said, Yeah, it's going to be crazy. So I'm basically doing the Quincy Jones things as an independent artist. You know what I mean? Quincy Jones, he introduced you to Mia, Tevin Campbell. Remember back in the day when he was doing that?
Yeah.
So I'm taking a page. I'm taking a page out of with some old school tactics in a new digital age. That's all I'm trying to do.
Right.
So Rena Lynn is a Filipino American young lady with a beautiful voice, a dope ear and talent. She co-wrote the record with me, and I'm presenting the record. It's called Suck It Up. Basically, at the time that we shot the video, she was 9 months pregnant. It's amazing. So I'm the love interest in the video. Yeah, that's what it is. So she's telling me to suck it up because, you know, when women go through pregnancies, men can kind of get in their feelings a little bit more. They can be – they call them sympathy pains.
Oh, really?
when we start acting like, you know, we act like we pregnant. You know what I'm saying? So she's telling me to suck it up. Just deal with it. I just want to be in love. I want to have this baby. I want to love you. Let's be a family. Get your head together and suck it up, brother. That's basically what it is. And sometimes men can be – you know, we can be a big babies, so let's be honest. So suck it up, guys.
Right. Well, we're going to stop talking and play this single, Suck It Up. We'll be right back.
Let's get it.
Do you have any other future events coming up online, or are you doing any events?
Yes, I have another couple of projects coming out under the St. James Presents. My pops. My pops is he's 77 years old. Oh,
okay.
My God. I cannot wait to his records drop. His newest single is going to be called Simple Man. And we already shot the video for it. It's a beautiful ballad, and it's so smooth. Got the Ron Isley vibe, and it's a great record. So we're going to probably be doing that and his virtual watch party. So stay tuned for that in April. April's going to be a big month. A lot of good things coming up in April.
All right, then. Thank you for that information. So is there any other future music projects besides what you had mentioned earlier that you want to mention and throw in there?
We're just going to continue to keep on putting out. I got a lot of original songs that I have yet to release. So we're still really working the EP. I mean, I'm like five songs into the six. I got the video for If You Were Here Tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and launch that probably in the next, I'm going to say no later than the first or second week of April, we'll drop the If You Were Here Tonight video and then push that single as well as like, go ahead. I know that's your song.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
We're going to be doing that song, and that'll complete the six-song EP. So I've had a video for every song, and I released every – it's been an amazing ride. And you got to keep in mind, we only been doing this since July 2020. We're not even a whole year into this EP. And as an independent artist, I could literally milk this EP and promote it for well over a year and be okay because my sample size is small because I'm not mainstream yet. So I'm hoping to get Billboard and one day break into the mainstream industry because that's where millions of people find out who you are and everything just takes off. So, I'm comfortable where I'm at and what I'm doing. And do I aspire for greatness and bigger things? Absolutely. But I'm humble and I'm blessed and I'm grateful for where I'm at and what's going on currently. And I appreciate all the support out there for everybody out there that's heard me, supported us, and that may hear us and will support us in the future. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. My pleasure. What is your website information? Please give it, and your social media information. Go right ahead.
Okay, you can find me officially on my official website at www.saintjames.com. That's SaintJaimz.com. On social media, IG, Instagram at Saint James Official. You can find me on Twitter at SaintJames916. And on every other platform, Facebook as well, under St. James. You can Google me and search me under any search engine. And you probably I heard I'm trending, so that's a good thing. So just search St. James, spelling SaintJaimz, and I'm all over the place. So look forward to getting to know you and interacting with you guys. And and feel free to reach out to me. Appreciate it.
All right. You still be doing those in the tub Facebook Live videos?
My hot tub confessions?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Woo. My hot tub is my baby. Like twice a day I'm in a hot tub, first thing in the morning and the last thing at night. And what that does is allow me to decompress. This industry is a lot of work. This is a hard, tough business, people. So you got to be able to allow yourself to decompress and relax and regroup in order to deal with and cope with everything you go through. So, I still do the hot tub confessions. And people love it, so I'm looking forward to making that a podcast at some point.
That would be so much fun. Keep doing it. So,
yes,
what is your ultimate desire, which you wish all your fans to get out of this new music project you got going on here with Throwback the Covers Volume 1 EP? What is the ultimate desire you wish?
You know, I just really wish that these songs take you back to a time in your life. And if you never, for people over 30, they get it. They understand. It's like you said, memories. People that are younger than 30, it's introducing you to some of the artists that paved the way, that came before me and before the newer artists, and to show you that rhythm and blues is not dead. R&B music. I'm hoping this EP allows people to rekindle their love for rhythm and blues. I mean, I'm talking traditional R&B, not the current trap soul and the current R&B, which is great and to some degree and for the younger generation. But you got to remember where you came from. A lot of people made babies off these records, so enjoy them.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're more than welcome right now to give a shout out to all the people that have supported you in the making of this new EP. Or rather, through all your music, any supporters. Go right ahead.
I want to start out with my family. they put up with me. You know, they know who they are. They you know, the long nights, the studio sessions, the just all the work that has been put in. I want to shout out my family first and foremost, my children. I want to thank my team, my engineer first of all, Brian Porter out of Studio C here in Sacramento, California. My producer Ivan Johnson, my right hand man, my VP of A&R, my guy Kaleo Ross, my pop, who's a writer in A&R. Lisa McArthur is my marketing and promotions director. And last but not least, for sure, I want to thank my guy AD out of Miami, Kingdom Marketing and Promotions, man. I met this brother through a mutual friend of a friend, and him and I are like, we're like, I don't know, Mutt and Jeff at this point. That's before your time. That's before your time, brother. You don't know nothing about Mutt and Jeff. So, but I thank you, AD, and his family and everybody that's involved, and so many music people, so many of the independent artists that I've met, and some of the people that have really been great, like supporting an independent artist, man. Radio, digital radio, IBA. You got the Indie Soul Cafe for the newcomer award. I thank you guys so much for all the support. The DRT Digital Radio Tracker. So many people. Thank you, everybody. And I will continue to be humble and grateful, and to continue to try to put out good music and content. And thank you, Brenda, for having me on your show.
Oh, my pleasure. Let's give everyone an applause that they will continue.
That's the joy.
So as we almost coming towards the end of our show, it's been so much fun, Stanley. You're so much fun. I will be playing three other tracks of yours. Give us some detailed information on the stories behind these three tracks, Baby Come Back, Rock With You, and also Who Do You Love, featuring Kaleo Ross. So,
Kaleo, yes.
Okay, well, give us some details about behind those three tracks, and go right ahead.
Okay, Baby Come Back. Come, man, who doesn't love that record? Player.
Yeah.
The original artist was Player, man. Them boys was bad. So, you know, I always loved that record, and I realized no one had touched that record in a way that I kind of flipped it a little bit. I wanted to speed it up a little bit and give it a little bit more bounce, but at the same time, as a cover record, you got to stay true to the record. So I wanted to do that as well, which I did. Who Do You Love, specifically, Bernard Wright, the great Bernard Wright, underrated. This has some great records out, and I wanted to pay homage to Bernard Wright. Of course, LL did a version of it with the hip-hop version. So, but the R&B, I just wanted to do the Bernard some justice. And what was the last record I got?
Rock With You.
Right. Okay. How can we forget Bobby Brown, Babyface? Now that collabo. So, you know, I love me some Bobby Brown. Forever will go down. And as you know, as of course, according to Whitney Houston, he was the king of R&B. So, you know, what can I say? Woman spoke, you know what I'm saying? So that was what's up. And I pay homage to Bobby Brown, the great Babyface. And, I just wanted to make sure the record had a little more bounce, and I flipped it a little bit. I think I like what we did with it, and I'm excited about the whole EP. All those records were classics. Did them justice, man. That's all you can wish for. Because even if I'm singing somebody else's record, those songs are already hits. So as long as I do them justice, they're going to stay hits. That's just the truth.
Yes. Yes, that's true. That is true. And I want to thank you for inventing yourself, creating yourself, and bringing back memories and keeping R&B soul at its chamber. And I want to thank you. And I appreciate you coming back on my show. I love your style. I love the action. You're a man of your word. And you keep it going. You just keep going. And so
thank you so much. That means a lot. I appreciate it.
You're always welcome to come back. You know that, right?
Listen, anytime you see something or hear something you like and you want to have me back, I will gladly oblige. Absolutely.
All right.
Okay, I mean that.
All right. And at this time, any words of encouragement you want to give, St. James, to all the persons that are listening? Any encouraging words you want to give while we're still dealing with the dark times today?
Well, I think this pandemic is far from over. And, you know, once we start thinking we can lax and get lax in the situation, then the surge comes back, and then people are shutting things down again, then we're going through this roller coaster ride again. So let's just stay consistent with wearing your mask. If you're doing a vaccine thing, that's not mandatory at this point, legally. So we still have an option. So those that want to take it, if you feel like that's something you need to do, do it. Those that are objecting to it, that's your choice as well. But you still got to protect yourself, because I believe this pandemic will be around for a while, like the flu or anything else that we have had to conquer or overcome as a population. So, but more importantly than that, forgiveness and everybody going through some rough times personally, financially, spiritually, or romantically, relationship-wise, to the very thing that we were going through a year ago when it started, and we're still holding on to that same kind of mindset, attitude, and negativity. We got to let that go, because half a million people passed away of this thing, man. We lost parents, friends, and loved ones, man, and they would give anything to be right here, and we got to be grateful that we're still even breathing. So please, please, people, let it go, and let's move forward.
All right, amen, and thank you, Stanley. Thank you, Stanley James. This is St. James, everyone. Look him up. Follow him on all social media. Look him up on all music outlets online. Purchase his newest single, which I will play again at the end of the show. Thank you again, Stanley James. You stay blessed and be safe, of course. And more blessings to you.
Thank you so much.
More shows coming up. Thank you all for your support. And thank you, Stanley James, for your support and donations. Keep them coming. And this is Lady Diva signing out. St. James, did you want to say anything else before we go?
Nah. God bless y'all. Good night.
Good night. You stay blessed. Stay safe.
All right. Take care. Talk soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out, everyone. Have a blessed evening and be safe.
All my money going out of the town, doing anything just to get you off of my mind. But when the morning comes, I'm right back where I started again. Trying to forget you is just a waste of time.
Baby, come back.
Come back. Any kind of
ooh.
Wearing a mask of false bravado, trying to keep up the smile that hides a tear. But when the sun goes down, I get that empty feeling again. How I wish to God that you were here.
You can blame it all. You can blame it all.
I was wrong.
I was wrong.
And I just can't. a fool could see I was wrong and everything about you. So baby, come back to me. I was wrong, girl, wrong, girl, wrong,
first time I'm for real. stranded. Falling out with a shorty, what it happened? So I took a glance and another chance, hoping that I find romance and the love of friends. So let's go and get a story that'll never end. And we'll be gone in the wind, so tell me, who do you love?
Who do you love? Are you for sure?
Go back to living.